What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. A poem begins as a lump in the throat, a sense of wrong, a homesickness, a lovesickness. That's attributed to Robert Frost. This is your last opportunity to celebrate Poetry Month. Would you like a workshop to help you get started? Today, at the Public Library in Deer Isle, you could join a poetry workshop with Stuart Kestenbaum. From 2 to 4, participants will create poems and writing from images, memory, and observation. There's no need to register. You can just go to the library. Again, your teacher would be Stu Kestenbaum. He's a former poet laureate. He's an author of numerous books and a thought-provoking and encouraging teacher. Again, that's today at 2 at the Deer Isle Library. More information, deerislelibrary.org. Is this afternoon too soon? How about Wednesday, April 23rd? Author and poet Johanna Sweet is offering a workshop focusing on a selection of E.E. Cummings poems. As I said, it's going to take place Wednesday the 23rd, 6 o'clock, at Witherly Library in Castine. You'll discuss some poems and engage in some writing. To register, contact the library. It's witherlylibrary.net. Would you rather paint than write? Landscape painting Renoir style is happening on Thursday night, the 24th at 6 p.m., and this is a class that will work with light and atmosphere applied to the human form. If you want to register for that, it's being held at Blue Hill Public Library, and their website is bhpl.net. I'm not supposed to be bossy and tell you what to do, but this is our one and only life. Maybe it's time to try something new. Put yourself out there. Just an idea, just saying. I saw that poet and arts writer Carl Little is reading from his new book of verse, Blanket of the Night, at the Wendell Gilly Museum next Saturday. Do you know him as more of an arts writer than a poet? Based on books published, more have been about art, including the four he co-produced with his brother David Little. But this is his third poetry volume. Since this is coming up on Saturday, I asked him if he would read a poem to us today. Here he is.
Hi, WERU. Here's a poem for April, the month of poetry. Thank you to Sarah Pebworth for inviting me to read one of mine. This one is called Yours. Dear love, we mourn our younger selves, the ones whose eyes sparked and shone when we caught a look as lights dimmed, when shyness turned to clothing strewn, and now the nights come on, covers crept under, bodies shifting toward the center, where warmth is held by sheets and breath is hushed, and only the clock provides light. We listen hard for a sigh, my love, and hearing it turn the other way, resigned to separate till morning. Let us no longer lament our looks and youth, but untuck the day as it arrives and wander through the splintered woods beyond the stakes that mark our lines, and take each other's hand where possible among the tangle, lead and follow, and vice versa, watching our steps in the snow that fell yesterday and brings light to a dark world. Yours, my beloved, forever yours.
That was Carl Little reading from his new book of poetry, Blanket of the Night, out by Deerbrook Editions. If you'd like to hear more from that book and Carl reading, Saturday, April 26th, 5:30, at the Wendell Gilly Museum in Southwest Harbor. There's no fee to attend, but registration is required. You can do that at wendellgillymuseum.org. Will you be down Kittery Way this week? You could stop in at the Haley Art Gallery and check out their Unstoppable Human Spirit show. It's a group exhibit featuring work by seven artists. The exhibit's going to run through August, but it starts now, Thursdays through Saturdays, 11 to 6. Again, that's in Kittery at the Haley Art Gallery. Have you decided that you do want to try something new? What about life drawing sessions at The Gatherings in Surrey? They happen every Wednesday, 10 a.m. for a couple of hours. Artists age 18 plus of all abilities, any medium, are welcome. For more information, go to surreygatherings.org. Check out their other offerings while you're there. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?